Welcome to That Deep Show. Tonight, we are on special location with Vince. Vince, where are you at?
We just crossed the border into Texas. So, right, like 5 miles into Texas currently.
Oh, that's awesome. So, you just left New Mexico, correct?
Right.
Yeah, so tell us about New Mexico. How was it?
You know, a beautiful state. Beautiful scenery, some things that we never thought we'd see. You know, I don't know. It looks like a painting. It looks like a postcard almost. but other than that, it was great. You know, people were nice. People you encountered were nice, and fuel prices were down. That was good.
That's awesome. So, Crawl America, it was like once in a lifetime experience. How did everything go? How did Sorrow end up doing?
Well, we ended up breaking a wide link of my steering on the first day out. We ran the Fallen Trail, and it's a lot different out there than it is at home by comparison. So I got myself in a bind, ended up breaking a wide link of my steering, finished the trail. But that night we had an issue. Somebody ran into my trailer. So the next day we set off the trail and took care of some insurance issues and some things that fixed my Jeep.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So what was your favorite trail you went on?
You know, I'm going to have to say it was the Fallen. That was the trail I wanted to ride. Like I said before, you know, I lost my dad. And I wanted to ride that trail in memory of him, so I did it.
That's really cool. So, did your family have a good time with you? Did they like the experience?
I think they did. I'm choked up. They can tell you though theirself. They're sitting right here beside of me. So, how did y'all feel about the trip?
It was fun. So much fun.
Awesome. Yeah, I bet you guys got lots of pictures.
Oh my gosh, yes, a lot.
I can't wait to see. Now, do you have any embarrassing photos of Vince you can send me?
Well, I do have the one where he's completely vertical on his tire carrier.
Okay, that works. Oh, how's the rest of your crew doing? I know you've got some West Virginia people.
Yeah.
Fans back there that does not like my Jayhawks.
That would be Scooter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to call you out, Scooter, but, you know.
Yeah, you got called out, Scooter. She's wondering how you're doing, even though you like WVU.
Oh, that's funny.
We all got sunburnt pretty bad. You know, it was 115 degrees out there in the desert, so it zapped us all pretty good, so.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. Now, you know, back this way, we have this awful humidity and stuff. So when it's like really hot out there, how's the comparison, you know, since the humidity here is so bad?
Well, you know, they always say it's a dry heat out here. Mm-hmm. But the period of time we've been out here, there's been a lot of storms in the area. So it's kept the humidity's actually been pretty high. So it's been really similar to what we deal with at home. A lot hotter, yeah, a lot higher humidity. As soon as you walk out of the hotel, you're instantly sweating out here, you know. So, as far as that goes, it's been about the same.
Yeah. Oh, cool. So, hopefully in the future, we got lined up some people that will be on the show from that you have met out there, which I'm excited about.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we're going to give them a couple weeks to kind of decompress, and then we'll try to get them on.
Absolutely. So, where are you headed to now after Texas?
We're going to go through Oklahoma and then up into Missouri again, and then we're lined back up to head back to West Virginia.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, anything you would like to discuss or talk about before we let you go and drive?
You know, I just want to say this event was amazing. You know, these guys, we were out here with some big name sponsors, you know, BF Goodrich Tires, Raceline Wheels was out here with us and stuff. And And, you know, they wheeled hard, and they were great people to hang around. And, you know, when I was down and broke, they were willing to take me to Napa or wherever I needed to go, making phone calls to get stuff taken care of. You know, we rode around one whole day with the guys from RTEC, with Armando from RTEC. And, you know, I just can't say enough about the event as a whole. It was a great time. And, you know, we're going to go back again next year. I know where next year's event's going to be, but I'm not allowed to say. So it's going to be a good time, though. I'll be going for sure.
Awesome. So some more exclusive coming up this year.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
All right, guys. Well, I hope you all have safe travels and enjoy your time out on the road.
We'll try to. Thank you for that. I think we're just ready to get home. You know, we're missing home right now.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay, guys. Well, I'll talk to you later.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye.
And we will be right back with more from That Jeep Show. And welcome back to That Jeep Show. I thought since Vince is heading back to West Virginia, I would give you guys the top three trails of Utah that you may or may not have heard of. It's no surprise that Utah has some of the best 4x4 driving trails in the USA. It's absolutely beautiful part of the country. Okay, so let's begin. Number one, the Wasatch Skyline Trail. It's heavily trafficked, it's 21 miles long, with some of the best views of the Salt Lake Valley. This trail is rated easy. Number two, the Chicken Corners Trail. This trail is located just outside of Moab, Utah. It's rated moderate. It features some cool views of the Colorado River and Thelma and Louise Point. Yes, from the movie. It is 41 miles long. Okay, number three, the White Rim Trail. It's rated difficult. It's not that this trail is super hard, but there is some sketchy points to it. It's 98 miles long and will take you onto the edge of Canyonlands National Park with some of the best views you will ever see. Okay, so there you have it, my top three. If you're going to be out in Utah and you want to experience one of these trails, tag me on at That Jeep Show on Instagram, or you can send me an email at thatjeepshow@aol.com. Let me know what you guys think. And if you tag me on Instagram, I will gladly post your pictures on our page. Okay, so now it's time for my favorite part of the show, fun fact. Did you know the term tailgate party originated with Jeep's first station wagon? The 1946 Jeep station wagon featured a fold-down tailgate, which people utilized for picnics and get-togethers. This wagon also had the first steel siding, which was an upgrade from the wooden siding of other wagons of the day, and it also proposed as a delivery vehicle. Later, the wagon became the Grand Cherokee, which was the first build of a unibody frame for a four-wheel drive vehicle, now a standard for SUVs. All right, so that's a pretty cool fun fact. Now, time for shout-outs. A special shout out to Fishbone Off-Road and Christian Ramirez Designs, two great companies. Make sure to give them a follow on Instagram. And follow the guys over at Heathen Army Fitness. They haven't been feeling well this week, and we know they're going to come back stronger than ever. We hope you guys get to feeling better really soon. Follow them on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter. Also, on YouTube, subscribe to their YouTube channel. And a special shout out to Legendary 1941 and 1941 Life. Also, a shout out to my co-host. It was my co-host a couple of weeks ago. He's a great guy. He's super busy, so we're trying to work out some things where he may be coming back on the show, giving us some more info on overlanding, trails he's been on and stuff. But give him a follow. That is @the_black_stallion_jeep. Vince, any shout outs?
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout out, as always, every week to TNT Customs. You know, I put those fenders into the rock several times this week, and they held up great. They protected my Jeep. And so TNT Customs, you guys are top notch. Everybody go check them out. I want to give a shout out also to Steve at Sand Hollow Off-Road for helping me get my Y-Link board out and get me back on the trail. I don't know. I assume they have Instagram or something. Go check them out anyway, San Hollow Off-Road. And they build buggies and things, but they're great guys out there. I mean, he's super helpful to us. And I think Kevin.
Yes, Ultimate Nine, Chris Meehan. He was wonderful. Anytime we would get into the least little bit of a bind, he would be right there helping spot us out. And also Armando from R-Tech was wonderful. There was one day that we were down, and he asked everybody just to jump right in with him and take them out on the trail, and he was amazing. So.
Oh, that's awesome. Yes, yeah. Everybody, go check out those guys. Any last words?
No, that's about it. Just, oh, yeah, one last thing. Just to throw this out there, we raised $16,000 for Hero Off-Road this event.
Oh, that is great. That's awesome news.
That's what this is all about, you know, and it was great to be a part of it. I feel honored to have the opportunity.
Yes, I'm glad you guys got to experience that. That is so awesome. And I know it probably means more to you now that you have lost your dad, and kind right. of goes hand in hand kind of his service to the country. You know what I mean? Just
right.
So, yeah. Well, that's awesome. Okay, guys, that's the show for tonight. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, we got to keep it
Jeep.